You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Yes, it's quite worrying. Since the two cases of anti-Semitic bullying, which we reported last week, that happened to a 5-year-old Jewish student and a 12-year-old Jewish student at two different Melbourne public schools, we've heard about another 15 cases of anti-Semitism in schools coming to light, including the 12-year-old boy who was forced to kiss the shoes of a Muslim student in a park outside his school, or he would have been abused by 5 or 6 kids at once, older kids at once. Unfortunately, this young student, Jewish student, has been subjected to more bullying by this group online, on social media. His parents are very upset about it, and they've reported this latest incident to Victorian police, who are continuing to investigate that incident and the several months of incidents of bullying that occurred to him. Meanwhile, the Victorian government, the education minister, and the Victorian premier also taking actions. They met with the Treasurer, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, and the Federal Minister for Education, Dan Tehan. They all met the families of the victims last week, and they were accompanied by Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Davir Abramovich. Labelling both cases as disgraceful, State Member for Caulfield David Southwick implored the Education Minister Merlino to urgently intervene to ensure a full independent investigation was conducted. On his part, Merlino has actually called for an immediate review himself, and further to his meeting with the families, he told us, "I was deeply moved by their stories and by the impact this appalling bullying has had on their son. I reiterated to the parents that anti-Semitism is abhorrent and has no place in our schools or the Victorian community."
Shane, you mentioned that since we heard about the bullying of the two boys last week, another 15 cases came to light. It's really disturbing that this anti-Semitism is so prevalent. First of all, I feel sorry for the children. What do the children suffer this type of bullying because they are Jewish? And in Australia in 2019, but what really worries me is the children hear it from home, because young children don't know anything about Jewish people or anti-Semitism. We were talking last week about this 5-year-old that was bullied, by other 5-year-old. They heard it from home, from their parents. And the same also for the 10, 11-year-old that bullied that boy. This is upsetting, very upsetting.
Yeah, I suppose the only positive, if there can be a positive out of it, is that this may be encouraging more victims or families of victims to report these incidents to police, and that might be one reason why there's more of these cases coming to light, coming to the public knowledge. And that's actually what this 12-year-old boy's mother told us after this was revealed. She says it's really humbling to know that now many other families are coming forward, and now that they know, they don't have to sit in silence and they can feel more confident about reporting these incidents.
That's the trouble, because the victim, usually in this case, the boy is not going to school. The victims continue to be victimized. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, what's the update on the Malka Leifer affair? Or saga, I should say, because it's going on for years now.
There's been communal outrage, of course, that Malka Leifer would be released under house arrest, which was a decision the week before by Judge Ram Winograd. However, in the meantime, Israel's Supreme Court has ruled that Leifer should stay behind bars, but only until a decision is reached on an appeal that's being lodged by state prosecutors. So I guess in the short term, she has not been released in the end, but this may not last very long. Hearing the appeal, Judge Anat Baron said she would hand down her decision on the extradition and on the appeal and on the getting more psychologist reports ordered for Leifer in the next week or so.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik. senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. And Shane, I think the Australian Society and the Australian Jewish News is raising awareness on mental health issues, and this is October, supposed to be Mental Health Month, to raise awareness in the community.
Yeah, that's right. So we've got a 7-page special feature on this to coincide with World Mental Health Day, which is October 10, and also World Mental Health Month. It's quite striking the statistics that we've found, that almost half of Australians will experience a mental illness in their lifetime, and each day 8 Australians take their own lives. And these are quite staggering statistics, and of course the Jewish community is not immune to them. Yet there remains a bit of a stigma about this, and people find it difficult to talk about it. So we've put together a special edition dedicated to the topic. We've got a panel of mental health experts tackling the big questions. We've got an insight into men's mental health and what men can do about it. They're often, not always, but usually less inclined to seek help. We've also got 5 very intimate and raw accounts by Jewish community members who share with us their struggles with mental health in their own words. And we also have some experts providing advice and tools people can use to tackle things like depression and anxiety.
Shane, the AJN also mentions the tragic story of Daniel Simons that committed suicide at the age of 23.
Yes, he would have been well known in Melbourne and Sydney. He's from Sydney originally, went to Moriah College, and when he graduated, he moved to Melbourne to start an electrical apprenticeship. Very sadly, at the age of 23 in January 2017, after struggling for several months with depression, he took his own life. This Sunday, many of his close friends, are running the Melbourne Marathon to raise funds for Beyond Blue in Daniel's honour. His friend Benji Jones said, "For someone who seems so happy and had just attained his electrician's license, his death came as a complete shock and shattered our community." He said his 15 friends have signed to participate. They hope to raise $40,000. Benji said their aim is to demonstrate that mental health issues can affect any one of us, even those who seem happy and content on the outside.
Yeah, it is said it's very hard to spot when people are suffering. Let's end on a happier note for Sukkot, especially we are on the eve of the festival of Sukkot. Austin Tatius, we interviewed him last week, and after 4 decades of doing stand-up comedy, he's going to retire. He's got another 2 shows, I think, in Sydney, but the AJN is interviewing him as well.
Yes, he's having 2 shows at Bondi Pavilion on October 13 and 24. He's a very, very funny man. He still is. And he shares some insights about his old jokes, some of his new jokes, and plenty of things from politics to Sukkot. Everything is on the cards.
Shane Dziatnik, I'd like to take the opportunity of wishing you Chag Sameach, Moedim L'Simcha, and thank you so much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.